T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 AMP Radio.
AMP Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
All right, happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
Aw, cute.
602 at AMP Radio. I brought cupcakes for the girl.
Really?
Oh my gosh.
Sprinkles?
My favorite.
Wow.
My favorite.
Madge.
Didn't I say for the girls?
Madge, this isn't about you.
It's for Tam mostly.
That's so sweet. Thank you.
Aww. Thanks.
And I sweet. Even got...
Are they vegan?
Vegan for you.
Cute.
I got gluten-free just in case somebody
gosh,
has
that's me. That's me. Wow.
A gluten allergy. And I got fatty cupcakes for Tam,
yes.
me,
more
and
More
cake. Yeah.
Yeah. So, cake.
We're set up this morning.
Thank you,
So, good morning.
Good morning.
Valentine's Day. We were just talking that it's funny on Valentine's Day how guys, boy, they just don't get it. Mm-hmm. Because one dude tried to roll into Crystal B's DMs this morning. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, literally.
What the hell? You don't do that on Valentine's Day.
I mean, or do you?
Maybe he's looking for a Valentine's Day date. Hmm.
Dipping his toe in the water, seeing what your deal is.
He wants to dip more than his toe.
I know. I was trying to be G-rated.
I don't think it would be like that, though.
You don't think?
No, I think it'd be like this.
Oh, you?
Like a little one.
I'm giving the telephone pole signal.
Yeah.
And she just downgraded this person to a little, flagpole, basically. Yeah.
Just off assumption.
Not even a flagpole.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. I'm not impressed.
Wow. Okay. Wow.
Yeah. 1 minute in.
1 minute in.
Yeah, here we are.
Right. 1 minute in and we make it dirty. That's what we do.
That's a record.
Yeah.
It's funny. There's a Taylor Swift picture. You're like, we have these TVs all through the hallways, you know, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's broken, I think, because it's stuck. So Taylor Swift's in bed and her mouth's a gape.
Oh, no.
And I just walked by it, coming in. I'm that's perfect. I want to draw something on it or something.
Oh, my gosh. We are children.
It's so good. I get to start the show off this morning.
Yes.
And if you don't listen to the show, we do this every morning. Somebody gets to pick a song that just sets the tone of the day. And I got Valentine's Day because obviously I'm the biggest lover here.
True.
Romantic.
Romantic. So Mr. Legend will be the song that gets us going this morning. Sing to us, John Legend.
What would I do without your smart mouth? Drawing me in and you kicking me out. You got my head spinning, no kidding. I can't pin you down. What's going on in that beautiful mind? I'm on your magical mystery ride. And I'm so dizzy, don't know what hit me, but I'll be alright. My head's underwater, but I'm breathing fine. You're crazy and I'm out of
Take us home, John.
Mind. Cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges, all your perfect imperfections. Give your all to me, I give my all to you. You're my end and my beginning. Even when
do you think he has to do nothing on Valentine's Day? He just wakes up, walks to the piano and starts singing to Chrissy.
Yeah.
Or he'll just be like, remember when I wrote all these songs for you? He just plays them.
That's a good Remember when I did that? All of the songs that I wrote?
Yeah. The album on repeat.
Yeah. We went to see him at the Grammy Museum. You guys know that place down by the Staples Center?
Yeah.
It holds 4 people.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's tiny. So we were sitting front row because I was moderating the show, and I made the huge mistake of bringing my girlfriend, and I'd never really seen my girlfriend. It was the first time that I saw my girlfriend really sweating another dude right in front of me, and she kept talking about his butt. Because I have no butt, so I think she was
you so want a big butt.
Yeah, I do. I really want some ass, you know what I mean? And I have no ass. And he's got ass, and I'm telling you, she must have mentioned his ass 8 times, the way home. And I'm like, that son of a bitch. And I'm like, I'm never taking her to a show again.
I've never checked out his ass.
Oh, he's got a beautiful ass.
Yeah, he does, actually.
It's like...
He does. It's like Tam, it's a little like bubble to it.
It's like a bubble butt, right?
It's a little bubble to it.
Like a little pop?
Yeah. Oh, it's more than a pop.
Yeah, it's great.
It's delightful. It is just...
Delightful.
It's like... two crescent moons.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Wow.
He's a wonderful
butt guy. I never knew I was a butt guy, but I've become more of a butt guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, butt girl.
Yeah.
Wait, how does that work?
A butt girl, yeah.
A butt girl. Into butt.
No, you're a butt guy. No,
sure,
no, no,
whatever.
No. You want to be a butt guy. You don't want to be a butt girl.
I haven't checked out butts.
You don't?
No, I check out girls' butts more than guys.
That's
I don't check
true.
Out guys' butts. I check out girls' butts.
Yeah, but when I see a good guy butt, like I was at a party the other night, and
oh my gosh,
I'll tell you this.
You be checking out. I wish I could scope you out. Checking out.
I don't care.
Butt.
Like I'm heterosexual. What do I care? I could sit and look and go, that guy's got a nice butt.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And feel confident with myself. But this dude, it was a gay couple, and the younger dude, he wore sweatpants. And he had, and I know why he wore them, because he has a delightful butt.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, I was like, look at him showing off his butt in front of all these people.
You're jealous.
Good for him.
Yeah, little white guy, but had a nice shelf on his butt.
Oh my gosh.
You believe that? White guys don't get nice shelves on their butts that often.
Think it was real?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, you never know.
May have been a fake butt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, John Legend has a nice pooper. He really does.
Oh, my God.
When you say it like that, it's not hot.
What's trending? What's coming up?
Valentine's Day is trending. The deals, how much we're spending, and the spike on online dating apps.
Okay. I don't feel like we should play any of our normal music today. I feel like we should
all
play...
love songs.
Yeah, all love songs.
Love.
Like, we're talking about love, and now we're playing Travis Scott. You know
lovely.
What I mean?
Lovely.
Yeah. Nice in the room.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
We do our best to trend on the trend.
Take two. Try it again.
Take two. We do our best to trend on the tens here at Amp Radio.
Yep.
I'm Booker with Crystal B and Chelsea. And
yes.
Crystal B handles that. What's going on?
All right. So, Booker, did you get your girl anything yet for Valentine's Day?
Yes, of course.
Day?
And I woke up to some nice pastries this morning.
Aww.
On the counter, which I wasn't expecting, and a card, and it was such a sweet card, so I was excited about that. So I was like, do I leave the gift out now, or do I deliver it tonight?
Huh.
And I opted for leaving it out. So I should be getting...
Oh, so she'll get it.
Yeah, she'll be getting it in like, I don't know, 20 minutes or something.
And then you could tell us what it is?
You already told us, I think.
Yeah,
right?
I told you yesterday.
Oh, yeah, but she doesn't know. Okay.
Yeah, she doesn't.
Well, if you... wanted another idea maybe for later for tonight. Here are the top 5 last minute ideas for Valentine's Day. Do you want to take a guess at any of these? Quick, easy, last minute.
I have no idea.
Flowers.
Chocolates.
Cook a special meal together, which you guys are doing.
Okay.
Go on a last minute road trip, even if it's just for the day, somewhere close by. Order your favorite takeout. And number one is my favorite, role playing in and out of the bedroom. Nice. All day role playing, texting each other. Like you just met.
Like I'm a cop and you're my suspect.
Yeah, making full name, like totally different names. Make up a scenario. It was great meeting you last night at the bar.
Mm. Ma'am, I'm going to need to see your driver's license and registration, please.
Yeah. You've done that before, haven't you?
But we're in the hallway.
Stop!
I don't care. I'm going to need to frisk you now.
No.
Ew, gross.
You're getting a little lippy.
Okay.
Lippy?
I can't.
What's your officer name?
Ma'am, spread them.
No.
What's your officer name?
That's a good question. Booker's I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, officer,
too.
Book her.
Remind me never to say that.
Officer, book her up. All right, some Valentine's Day stats. Americans will spend $27 billion for today.
Wow.
Roses, chocolate, dinner, and outfits included. On average, 9 million people propose on Valentine's Day, even though we told you not
Come
to.
On.
No,
don't
you
do it.
Ladies told them not to.
Yeah, but we're experts in this.
You know, I read a study yesterday. 1 out of 5 women think it's tacky. Only 1 out of 5. That's 20%.
Wow.
Well, this stat also says that people propose. It doesn't say they get engaged after this proposal. So, men are proposing.
No
uh-huh. That doesn't mean the women are saying yes.
Do you think there are women that say no just because of the day?
We had one girl call and said that she literally said that.
He did a redo. Which is hilarious.
That's lame.
What do we think the top destination is this year for Valentine's Day?
Runyon Canyon.
Oh my gosh. I'd break
top
up with
destination.
You.
Destination. It's got to be somewhere like
Hawaii?
With the beach, right? I'd say beachy. Something
beach?
Beachy.
Hawaii?
Not Hawaii.
Mexico.
Mexico. Mexico, cool. Top destination nice. This year. All right. The top 10 jobs where you're most likely to be single at 40. On-air radio host is not one.
I was going to say.
I was like, come on, guys. Don't do this to me.
The heat just turned up.
No, we did not make this list, but I definitely looked. It gave you the whole list. I'm like, okay, we have to be somewhere like number 50 or something.
Radio hosts have to be in there.
Not on it.
Interesting.
No, not on it. All the right, number cool. one job, though, is a bartender. 74% okay. of bartenders will be single at the age of 40. The safest jobs, and this is for you, Chelsea.
Okay.
Engineers. Any kind of engineer
all right.
will be married by the time that they are 40. So that's the lane you got to look
scope
in.
Scope out the engineers.
Yeah.
All right.
You're hanging with the wrong people. I'm Crystal Bean. If it's trending, you know I got you.
You're hanging out with us dummies. Yeah, you're not going to get anywhere.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Did you really name our podcast Pervy Show yesterday?
No, I named it. It was a question because that works for people that listen. Is Crystal B officially the biggest perv on the morning show?
Yes.
That's exactly what
it was. Oh, man. It got wild yesterday. We took it to another level.
I don't like often it. Get uncomfortable talking pervy stuff. No, it's serious. I don't. Nothing like sort of makes me blush. Yeah. But like there were a couple of moments yesterday that I was like, Crystal B, Jesus.
I've never seen you turn red so immediately.
Right.
I didn't know you could do that. That's talent right there.
She was talking about this old bat having sex or something, and she was so graphic about it.
I wasn't saying it. She was saying it.
Your buildup did not help.
Do we have what she was saying, Madge?
Oh, yeah, please. Let's play that again.
All right, here,
at 6
to,
no.
Yeah, so
we
good.
We didn't play it at 6 a.m.
So you let them
on
hear.
The first night, pretty rough. Nobody had been near me for 35 years. I thought I was a virgin again. Can I say what we used? A whole tube of KY jelly?
Oh.
And the thing is, I couldn't walk the next day. I felt as if I'd been riding a horse.
Oh,
saddle sore wasn't in it. We got over that. We got over that.
I just love the reporters. They're so embarrassed.
Riding a horse. I like how she says tube. She says tube.
Tube.
A tube of KY jelly.
All right.
So good.
And that story, if you didn't know the story, I guess it's this woman. How old was she to your call?
80 years old.
80, and she's dating a 35-year-old.
Get it.
Who's good looking. I creeped on him.
Did you
oh,
see?
You did?
Yes.
He said
he's
that,
like,
huh?
Good looking.
He's like tall, dark, and handsome. That's
yeah.
literally what he is. He's like Egyptian, six-pack, like tall, dark. He's tall, dark, and handsome.
Yeah. And the
and
best
he's with her.
Part about it is that people are like, look, you know he's trying to get your money. And mm-hmm. she is 80. She doesn't care.
Right.
She's like,
yeah.
He's not getting any of it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I know.
Well, they're getting married. That's
no.
Yeah, they're getting married. So they're planning the wedding and they had already tried to get married.
Mm-hmm.
But because he's a citizen in Egypt, like they didn't have all the correct papers. So they weren't able to get married.
Amazing.
So that's why she was on TV because people are like, you know, he's marrying you for your money.
And
she's
for his
like,
green card.
She's like, no, I mean, she's,
her card.
She's
yeah.
using a tube of KY jelly. She's
oh
good.
Gosh.
A night. She is set, you guys.
Good for her.
She's living her best.
Yeah, good for her.
You know?
What's left of it?
Well, Madge, could you?
Damn, I don't know.
Let me put a dollar value. Makes it easy.
Okay.
At the end of this race, you'll inherit $1 million. So do you think the machinery would work?
Yeah.
For 80.
For $1 million?
No. I know there's the money in your mind, $1 million. Yes, in my mind, I'm already in.
Oh, but you're saying, yeah. can you get there?
Exactly.
In that moment.
Well, I was trying to be rated G, but leave it up to you to ruin that. Like I'm
welcome.
Saying, could Madge get there?
Right.
I believe so. I believe really? Thinking about the money. Yeah, that already
you
does
just
it
think
for
about
me.
Somebody else.
Dude, you're not humping a pile of money.
I know.
There's nothing.
Yeah, but that's what he's thinking about.
But there's nothing exciting about that. Like, that room would have to be really dark. And I mean really dark.
Oh, my gosh.
80, dude.
Oh, that'd be 80, rough, actually.
That would be very rough.
Yeah.
I don't know if you could do
close
it,
close those curtains.
Curtains.
You said the room would have to be dark.
Something else came to mind, but okay.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Close the drapes.
I don't
she's
think,
older. She probably has
yeah.
drapes.
I don't think I could. I don't think I could.
For $1 million? Think of mm-mm. all the house renovations
oof.
You could do.
Yeah, the kitchen would
your kitchen would
out.
Be
oh,
set.
My gosh.
The kitchen would be baller, wouldn't it?
You could buy a whole new house with the kitchen that you want.
Hmm. but my kitchen doesn't excite me. Like, I'm not thinking, oh, Sub-Zero fridge. Yeah. Like, there's
really?
Well, in my mind, I am. But the downstairs, the part that has to work, I'm just thinking there's no way. 80. But this dude can. He's there for the money.
Wow.
Can you blame him?
I mean, he's a pro.
He certainly is.
Good for both of them.
Extortion artist is what he is.
He's got to be into it a little bit. He's in, you know what I mean? That's got to be his thing.
Maybe.
Her son is older. Is younger than him.
No, older.
Older than him.
Other way around, yeah.
But his mom is 10 years younger than her.
Good for her.
His mom is 70. His girlfriend is 80.
Bitchin'.
Wow. It's too much. Ugh,
such a good story.
627.
Perverts.
Like I said, number one in pervy topics.
Woo.
The only thing we're number one in.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
Right, 6:30, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And there's nothing better than waking up in the morning to a little gift.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Breakfast.
Aww.
Make somebody breakfast. So little
cute.
Note.
Damn, I didn't do any of that.
You didn't do anything?
No.
What's wrong with you? You could have put something nice in the refrigerator.
I mean, it is early.
It's so early.
Us.
Yeah. It's all you need.
I'm doing stuff later.
How about like a little note on the mirror?
That's cute.
Did you do
in
that?
Lipstick?
Did I do that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
I want to clean my mirror later.
You seemed so like happy about it. I was like, you did this?
No. I did a card and I laid out the gift this morning.
Damn.
And, you know. My girlfriend's card was actually really good to me.
Oh, you already got it too?
Oh, yeah. I got mine this morning. Mm-hmm. I got the card. But because we watched Schitt's Creek, and it was a card that was Schitt's Creek themed.
Oh,
and
love
I was like,
it.
Oh, she won the card game. Crap.
What did you get her?
No, it was just a card, but it was, you know, it was about our cats and cupcakes and things like that. Things we like.
Cute.
But yeah, but I'm just saying, if you're a cheapskate and you didn't do any of this yet, maybe get up this morning. Go to the mirror, a little post-it note on the mirror.
It's easy,
that's cute.
Right.
It's a good one.
I love you.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking at the most beautiful thing in the world. Something like that. You know what I mean?
Booker.
Majestic is shocked back there. You just see his face like,
I was
what,
like,
really?
Who is Booker right now?
I know.
I'm Captain Romance.
You are actually.
All of a sudden.
Yeah. You guys are listening to Stupid Cupid. How about that?
Oh, wow.
Okay, 6:31. What's coming up in entertainment?
So, in honor of Valentine's Day, who is America's favorite couple?
Oh.
I'll let you know.
97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Mondays.
Billy and her brother dropped the new Bond song. If you haven't heard it yet, kind of trippy. If you think about Bond and you think about the credits playing and maybe some sort of underwater thing in Billy's voice, it really works. You know, it really works.
I saw some like laser situation happening.
Did?
Yeah, when I listen to the song, I'm like, there's definitely lasers.
Yeah.
But it's underwater funny. Is a good one.
It's funny what your mind paints when you start to think about things like that. 7:03 on Booker. That's Crystal B. That's Chelsea. Last minute ideas for Valentine's Day. I think Chelsea's got a great one.
Yeah, one time I did a gift basket. So it was kind of almost like an Easter basket of kind of inside jokes. So I went to like World Market and got like his favorite hot sauce, favorite little like alcohol shot, a book that like had we had an inside joke about, you know, so just like a very themed little basket.
Yeah,
it was fun.
A lot
of thought.
No sense for anybody else but that person.
Exactly.
And that makes it so personal.
Yep.
Like if I got that, I would be like, wow, the time and I like hot sauce and things
very
like
meaningful.
That.
You know? Yeah,
yeah, very meaningful. Mm-hmm. Crystal B.
A striptease.
Can't go wrong.
You could
there.
Just be at home, put on your song, get the lingerie out, get her done, you know?
Get her done.
Get her done.
Get her done.
There is nothing better for a dude if you aren't expecting like the door to come open and you're used to those sweatpants. And that t-shirt.
That's talking
shorts.
About me. Yeah. You are talking about me.
Crystal B's basketball shorts.
Goofy shorts.
Goofy shorts.
I'm goofy AF in lingerie, too.
Ooh.
It's
really?
It's a goof.
Yeah. But when you walk in with that on, that's a vibe.
That's a vibe.
That's a vibe. That's like, ooh, whoa, didn't see that coming.
So it's a little different.
Yeah.
Is it too expected on Valentine's Day, though? Not that I'm asking for a later or anything, just asking.
I don't think you'll be mad either way.
Yeah.
Nobody will be
I don't
mad
think they overthink.
Way.
Guys overthink that.
True.
They're just like, whatever, I'll take it.
It is, it really is, you know, the variety is the spice of life.
Yeah.
Where when you just come in wearing something other than the basketball shorts, we're pretty happy.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you kind of catch your guy off guard with it. Like if it's, you know, if it's typical going to bed time, you may smell it coming.
Yeah.
But if you were, let's say you're making dinner tonight, you're staying in, and you walk into the kitchen with that on, oh, it's go time.
Yeah.
Kitchen
Forget
time.
About dinner.
Yeah, kitchen.
Right to dessert.
That is dinner.
You're getting a car for your birthday this year, okay?
Yeah, right.
That's a good one. Like when you take it out of the bedroom, when you put it somewhere in the house where it's not usually in the house, it's weird. It's like you're cheating on your person with your person. Yeah. It's the greatest feeling ever.
Something different.
Let me ask you this. So you guys might hate this, but I think it's specific. Like if I got my girlfriend a gym membership on Valentine's Day, I think most people are like, ew, that's not romantic. But if you have that person, they may think it's kind of cool last minute. I don't know. I'm not doing that. But I think you have to have a specific type of relationship for that.
Yeah. And if she was asking for it, like, man, I really want a gym membership.
Yeah.
And then you get it for her, then she's going to be happy. But if she wasn't asking for it and you give her a gym membership, I'd be like, what the hell?
Yeah. You're not getting any action that night either.
Mm-mm. Also, because a gym membership is something you can get on your own.
True.
Like, why would you get me that? Unless you're really trying to say something.
Well, you're paying for it.
Yeah.
That's a nice thing. That's, you know what? And that's an early morning gift. You don't unveil that one at dinner. Like, hey, I guess you didn't gym membership.
That's not the mood.
Oh, yeah.
Not the mood you want to say.
You need all those breadsticks because I got you this gym membership. No dessert.
That's not going to work out for you. What's trending? What's coming up?
Valentine's Day, and it's the perfect night to watch a rom-com. So what do we think is the most popular rom-com by state?
Ooh, interesting.
For us.
Okay.
Huh.
Think about it.
We're love-themed all morning.
Yeah. 97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
The movie talk. So which rom-com is the most popular by state? What do you think took California Booker? Pick one.
Crazy, whatever that is with Ryan Gosling and Steve Carell and... What's that movie?
Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
That's a really good
Such
one.
A good movie.
It's so good.
Yeah.
Marissa Tomei.
Good movie.
Oh,
I like her.
I'm going to say either The Notebook or P.S. I Love You.
P.S. I Love You.
Oh,
well,
so
both
good.
Of those are so good. I thought it would be La La Land because it's L.A.
Oh, yeah.
Well, L.A., California. None of the above. It is a classic.
I don't know why Dion's going out with a high school boy. They're like dogs. You have to clean them and feed them. And they're just like these nervous creatures that jump and slobber all over you.
Ew! Off of me. Oh, as if.
Clueless.
Yeah, super classic.
That is super classic.
I would never consider it like a rom-com, though.
It is, though. You know, I was watching the best scenes to pull the clip, and I'm like, damn, I forgot Brittany Murphy. I forgot that was a young Paul Rudd, and I love Paul Rudd and Alicia Silverstone, and it is a rom-com because she falls in love with her stepfather.
That's so funny, but I just wouldn't even be on top of my list,
that's,
you know?
Right.
That's where that movie always gets me, like, you just fell in love with your stepbrother.
Yeah. But they're not blood related.
Okay.
But so, I mean, it is
still
weird.
Alaska Got the Proposal, Notting Hill for Washington, D.C., and Nevada got Pretty Woman.
Okay.
Pretty Woman, which is very brand for Nevada, I feel. Exactly. Yeah. All right, let's talk some Valentine's Day deals. If you want to get 24 roses on a major deal, Amazon and Whole Foods teamed up. You can go to any Whole Foods, and if you're a Prime member, $20 for 24 roses.
Wow, that's pretty good.
That is cheap.
Yes.
That's really good. So they definitely put the disclaimer while supplies last, because I'm sure people are there right now getting their roses.
Mm-hmm.
Hooters is doing one that I love. Bring a photo of your ex, put it in a shredder, get 10 free boneless chicken wings when you buy 10 other wings. So I feel like on a singles night out, a Galentine's, F it, go to Hooters, share 20 wings, and call it a night.
So good.
Burger King is doing something similar. You drop your photo of your ex in a breakup box, and then you get a free Whopper. Olive Garden, which I think is still my favorite one so far, is doing a meal for two to go for $35, so you don't have to wait for a table, no screaming babies, and then you do, they're also doing breadstick bouquets.
Yeah, that's the...
That's cool.
That's the sell.
Which sold me, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I think I want to go just for the breadsticks.
Except for carb overload. I feel like I'd want to take a nap after that.
You brought up a good point that I swear I was just going to bring up. Don't whip out that card tonight. Like,
I don't think it's a good
diet.
Idea.
Don't. No. Don't whip out that.
Well,
just, but,
yeah, but I'm saying if you eat that, then you're going to want to go to bed and there's going to be no action
it's
in
fine.
The bedroom.
To Chelsea's point, I'm not going to... Eat the breadstick bouquet and then do the lingerie number.
Exactly.
Like, that's not a good
move
at all.
Sexy. Be careful.
Yeah, but we... It's like a cheat day. Okay, night, what, right?
If you could only choose one that your girl would be down for, is it lingerie striptease or we're gonna have a bomb ass meal?
I think you just made a good point.
But you can do both. You could do a bomb meal that's like sushi,
yeah,
or something. Something leaner.
Why not lingerie striptease?
Then
dinner.
Meal.
Yeah. Then breadsticks.
That could work. Yeah. That work up your appetite.
Like I said a moment ago.
Good one.
You know, if you bring the sexual situation into a time that you usually don't do it,
right,
and a place like the kitchen that you usually don't do it, that's hot.
So if it's like at 3 p.m. before dinner.
Yeah.
Like it's at 3 p.m., then we get ready for dinner, go out, and then we have like all of these.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You drown yourself in Olive Garden
and then
breadsticks.
You pass out.
One.
See?
Wow.
Perfect.
All right, really quick. Details are dropping for Kobe and Gigi Bryant's memorial going down at Staples Center February 24th. So they're saying final plans are getting locked in as we speak, and everything will be unveiled today. The family is finalizing which artists and entertainers will perform and speak. Tickets are going to be available to the general public, not for free, but they're saying it looks like it'll be $24.02. Kobe's number and Gianna's number. So we find out all details today. I'm Crystal B, and if it's trending, you know I got you.
Okay. Justin Bieber tickets right around 7:40, and we're going to talk about love. We have a question for you. How do you know you're in love? Mm-hmm. And you have to answer that question. And you have to make us smile or laugh or cry, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm. All the above.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
However you make us laugh, we'll have to unanimously decide that you're the winner. So it's not like a caller 9 situation.
Sell us.
So that's coming up.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Monday.
Sexy.
Ooh.
Mini mix with DJ Majestic.
Sexy mini mix.
I like that.
DJ Sexy Majestic.
That's what I'm talking about.
Wow.
Do that tonight. Those clothes will stay right on you.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Facts.
True.
Crystal B was reading Chelsea and me some bad pickup lines for tonight.
They're so bad, they're really good.
Okay, let's hear.
To me, you'll always be desirous. Even if you catch the coronavirus.
Oh my God, but desirous isn't even a word.
It's a word here. All right. What about this one? Of all the people in the world, I love you the mostest. What? Except for that hot Hooters hostess.
Still not a word.
Yeah, it's not.
These all suck.
It's poetry, you guys. When I saw you, I swiped right. And now I regret that every night.
Why do I feel like Crystal B actually wrote these herself?
Right?
They are so me. I really do love them. But, okay, one more.
No, Chelsea's right because she gets this giddy look like she's delivering.
Right, guys?
Yeah, she's giving us gold.
Funny,
and we're
right,
like,
guys?
This sucks.
Okay, wait, I have a good one.
You see? Here it goes.
We've shared times of love and hope and glory, but now we're like the couple from Marriage Story.
Oh.
That was good.
Not... great.
Chelsea, please say
not
us.
Great.
This is really good.
Let's talk about Rihanna.
Let's do that.
How about that? Rihanna, we know she's got new music coming. I heard it's like 2 weeks away, and I'm still holding on to that, hoping my sources are telling me the truth. But good news, Rihanna is spending her Valentine's Day in the studio with the one and only Pharrell.
Wow.
She posted on her social media and she said Pharrell is someone she's wanted to work with for a long time and she's super pumped about it. So you know what? No matter what, she's working on new music.
Yeah.
She's putting the time in. So hopefully very soon we'll get some new
kind of
music.
Screws your timeline though. If she's still in the studio, is she going to drop it within 2 weeks?
Listen. She might be working on other songs, but there's going to be one song that drops in a couple weeks. Okay. I'm holding to it.
But also that could be an old photo.
Yeah.
They could have been in the studio already, and the album's done. She's just teasing
and it.
It
could
Thanks,
be
Crystal.
For a Pharrell song, not a Rihanna song.
But also,
no,
they have worked together,
Rihanna.
So it could be a really, really old photo. They dropped that song, Lemon.
See? There you go. So, anyways, new music from Rihanna. R9 is coming. All right, so Kim and Kanye may not have a hot tub. Booker, I know this still shocks you.
Drives me crazy.
But get this, their kids' playroom totally makes up for it. So in a series of videos, Kim is showing off the enormous room. It's basically filled with a concert-like stage, karaoke mics, instruments, a working supermarket with like the most real-life cash register.
I saw that.
Did you see that?
Because
you love cash registers, Crystal. It's intense. There's an ice cream parlor, hundreds of toys. Here is Kim. She posted about it on her social media.
I'm cleaning up for the night, and just because you guys always say... my house is so, like, minimal. Well, you guys haven't seen my playroom. So we have our stage here.
I mean...
braggart.
It's massive.
I love seeing her house.
Guys,
I'm so fascinated.
My house is so minimalistic. Well, ha.
Well, she doesn't have a lisp, so.
But also,
that's inaccurate.
It was so clean and neat. And if you have four kids running around a playroom, it's not going to be clean or neat. So I'm like, come on, show us how it really is. Yeah. Like, if you're going to show us that there's crap everywhere.
This just in, they have 72 cleaning ladies. Yeah.
So true.
Whatever.
Anyways, still, I would love to have been a kid in that playroom. Mm-hmm. All right, so it's Valentine's Day. Lists of love and couples are definitely a thing. So who's being ranked as the best TV couples of all time? I'm going to give you the top three, but each of you take a stab at it. So Booker, you're first.
Ross and Rachel.
Okay, that was kind of like what I thought too.
Damn it.
Got a good one, didn't I?
Think something that, like, a show that you're watching right now.
Oh, right now? Oh, I was going to go old school. Okay, right now,
I just feel like I know you're going to be excited about one of them.
Teen Mom.
Oh, my gosh, never. No. I don't even watch it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't even know who the couples are.
Yeah,
Teen Mom sucks.
The couples, they're actually together.
All right, Crystal.
Turning her microphone off.
I was going to go to Topanga.
I'm turning her microphone off. Nope, she lost her microphone right
now. Number one.
Teen Mom sucks it, okay? No one watches Teen Mom.
Yes, we do.
Unless they're 16, okay? So the number one is Lily and Marshall from How I Met Your Mother, which I didn't watch that show, so I didn't really agree with that.
I'm not putting that on my list.
Number two, which I thought you'd be excited about, Crystal, is Randall and Beth from This Is Us.
Oh, I do like them.
They are good.
They're a great couple. And number three, Jim and Pam from The Office.
Okay.
Funny enough, Rachel and Ross did not make the list. Monica and Chandler did, but they're at like 10.
What?
Well, they broke up 100 times and
they
didn't end up did they?
Yeah.
Did they end up together?
Yes.
I don't remember.
Yes. Anyways, kind of disappointing, but there it is. I'm Chelsea in the Entertainment News.
Okay, here's the deal. We're going to give away tickets to Justin Bieber minutes from now. We'll ask one question to the listeners. You have to give us a one-sentence answer. We'll give you an example of how to do it in a moment, but we'll tell you what the question is right now. How do you know you're in love? Okay, you have to answer that question, and you got to make us smile or laugh, but we're going to decide.
There's
nothing else to it but that.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Booker, Chelsea, and Teen Mom over there.
Not a teen mom.
Even her boyfriend texted in. Henry was like, nobody watches Teen Mom. Stop talking about it.
He won't even watch it with me.
He won't even helicopter watch.
No, he doesn't helicopter that one.
There's some shows that I claim that I don't like Below Deck. My girlfriend, I'm like, that show sucks. And I'll kind of creep in like, hey, so what's going on in the boat? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Teen Mom, I would just be, I'd keep walking.
On Tuesday, he actually had to watch and walk in the room. So something was happening. This girl got pregnant again.
4 months after.
You don't say.
Gosh.
Microphone privileges.
Wait.
Denied. Denied.
Let me just tell you.
No, enough. Stop. Just stop. 7:48. Let's talk about love. I'll put your microphone back on for this. Your boyfriend, that poor son of a bitch. Here's the question. How do you know you're in love? It's that simple. We want you to answer that question in a sentence, okay? The best one, and by the way, we're deciding this is not a caller nine situation. Don't get upset if we don't pick you. Don't write a note to management, okay? We're deciding on this one.
It's our call.
Right. If you're calling, you're in agreement that we get to decide. No bitching, okay? Valentine's Day.
It's Valentine's Day.
No bitching.
No bitching today.
Valentine's Day.
Bitching at me. So, 877-971-HITS. I'm not starting with Teen Mom. I need a break from her for a second.
Fine.
So we'll start with Chelsea.
Okay.
Chelsea, in a sentence, how would you answer it? How do you know you're in love?
Oh, this is tough. I feel like you know you're in love when you feel sort of that warm, fuzzy feeling, and the person that you're in love with, their happiness is more important to you than your own at times.
Okay. That's a very good answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think we all went, oh.
Yeah.
I did.
Got warm and fuzzy.
Would you give the tickets to that person? I don't know. Crystal B, how do you know you're in love?
For me, I think it's when you make this other person a priority, no matter how busy you are, how tired you are, just getting to know somebody else. Like, we're all busy, but when you're dating someone, you could easily just check out. And I think it's so easy nowadays to be like, nah, I'm not into it anymore. When you consciously make an effort to get to know someone and you want to get to know this person, the good and the bad things, even if they watch Teen Mom and you're okay with that.
Her microphone's off again.
No working teen mom is going to answer.
What is wrong with her? Nobody watches Teen Mom.
I think I would get the tickets in that case. I'm just going to put that out there. Sorry, yeah. Crystal B.
You know what?
You can't speak for everyone.
Usually it's Chelsea that runs on ad nauseum. Yeah. That answer was like so long. Yeah. I feel like she was lying. Like it's our lying contest.
You can't speak for everyone.
Okay.
All right, Booker, your turn.
My turn. How do you know when you're in love? When you have the worst day of your life, and that's the person you want to talk to, and when you have the best day of your life, that's the first person you want to talk to.
Oh, wow. That's good. Love that.
That's when you know you're in love.
Aww.
877-971.
Booker won.
Nah. It's the only thing I ever win around here. Ever. Yeah, give me some music or something.
You're romantic.
Music?
You try to not be romantic, but you are.
Oh, I'm romantic as hell. Look at this.
It's Booker's favorite song.
I brought you guys cupcakes today. Look how romantic I am.
Sweet. Yeah.
They're bomb.
Okay, so 877-971-4487. That's our phone number. How do you know you're in love? You've got three very tough people here to convince, okay? Mm-hmm. What do you want to go with? You pick it. Go ahead. Who do we have?
Ooh, Scout.
Scout. I like that name. Scout, how do you know you're in love?
So you know you're in love when you're daily just reminded that this person is the one. You are just in constant. He's the one that makes you laugh, feel beautiful, and just makes you happy and always surprises you on a daily basis with your happiness and what you need and want out of life.
Okay. Okay. There's Scout, everybody.
Nice.
Cute.
Like that name.
Nice. I feel like you like the name better than Nicole. Who are we going with?
Mine's six.
Six. Mary? Mary? Hi, Mary.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
First of all, thanks for listening, Mary. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Okay. How do you know that you're in love?
Mm-hmm. I feel like you know when you're in love, when you want to spend time with that person, when everything about that person, you just love them, adore them. I mean, nothing really bothers you. We're talking the way they speak, their teeth, their hands, their feet, the way you're treated. They're just inspirational.
Mary, wrap it up.
And, you just...
Okay, we all can agree Mary sucks. We are moving on from Mary. Sorry, Mary.
Let's be nice. It's Valentine's Day.
No,
spread the love.
Sorry, Mary. Your call was terrible.
It was just too much.
Let's go to...
9-4.
Started good. She's still talking somewhere.
Stop. So mean.
What's his name? Arian?
Arlen.
Arlen. Arlen and Whittier. Arlen? Arlene, maybe?
Hi, good morning.
Is it Arlene or Arlen?
Arlen.
Arlen. Oh, okay.
Nice.
How do you know you're in love?
So I just got married after being with somebody for 14 years.
Wow.
And, I knew I was ready to love him because I was in a relationship. I knew I loved him the day when we were fighting and I said, oh, I'm going to cry. and I said, really? Is this the relationship we're going to have? And I said, because when the kids are gone, I still want to be with you. So my kids are going to go off to college and everything, and I still saw a life with him. Like, I want to travel with him when it's just him and I. That's when I knew I was in love.
Okay. Thank you.
My Arlie. Gosh.
That's sweet.
I'm going to cry. It's so cute.
Call's a little long, if you ask me.
Yeah, it didn't do it for me.
Really?
No.
Mm-mm.
Karen's listening in L.A. Weird. Something's wrong with us, Chelsea.
Yeah, that one was so good.
For it to really
did that kill
right...
you?
Yeah.
I am too.
I needed to hit the right heartstring. Pull the right heartstring.
If I won between the three of us, have any of these people sniffed what I said?
Yeah.
They have?
Her, right there.
Sorry.
A lot of people stay together for the kids, and she's saying she wants
I
to
continue. I wanted
to
like it.
Tam, do you feel any of these calls yet?
Yeah, I know, okay. We can do better.
Just making sure. I go to the Keep It Real department, and that's Tam. Tam tells me what's up.
Come on, y'all. You can do better.
Exactly. Thank you, Tam.
Aww.
Tam, pick us some good calls, would you please?
What about Samantha?
Hey, Tam, this bit's getting long in the tooth.
I know.
Wait, Tam, pick some good ones in.
Sorry, I'm trying.
Okay.
Try Samantha.
Back to the calls. Okay. Give me some more romantic music, Madge. Is this it?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jocelyn's in LA.
Okay.
Justin Bieber tickets on the line if you're just tuning in. The question is, how do you know you're in love? Answer that question. The one that makes us go, oh,
mm-hmm.
We'll get the tickets to Justin Bieber. It's that simple. Jocelyn, how do you know you're in love?
Hi. Okay, so I know when I'm in love, when you feel like you can handle your business with your other significant other around. But I mean it as in you already.
Oh.
Sorry.
Madge. Sorry.
All right, come on, guys.
My question. The one that makes us go.
Okay, that's too loud. I can't take that.
Oh. We're going to seven.
Let's go to line seven. Brandon and Long. If a dude wins, you guys are all screwed.
I want to swoon.
Okay, well, let's hear.
Brandon, how do you know you're in love?
Listen to me careful, guys. Okay. This is how you know you're in love.
Okay, this is it. I can feel it.
Smelling the color nine makes sense.
What? Please elaborate.
I don't believe
no,
it.
I don't care.
What does that mean?
Let's go to Fontana. Tanya? Is it Tanya?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, love, how are you?
Hi. You know when you're in love when that person's gone and you just feel like you're missing something.
You know what? That was clean.
It's the cleanest one for me so far.
Mm.
God, the girls.
Hold on, I'm sorry.
Not there.
I didn't like it.
Tanya, I'm sorry. Hold on.
I just feel like
I'm going to put her on pause.
I even will take Crystal B's teen mom comment over any of these.
Thank you.
We got to pick one soon, so let's try one
more. The girl that was going to start crying. Right, like, she was going to start crying.
She told a story. I just want a sentence.
I don't even want that. I just want someone
to be
authentic. With
that call, I thought it was kind of good. Like, imagine me looked at each other. We're like, that was good. Then
you're looking at the time is what you're looking at.
No, I'm not. I looked over to the sour puss department over there. And I got like two like, no,
right,
don't believe it.
Let's go to the next one. Come
this
on.
Bit can go all morning. All right, who cares? It's Valentine's Day. Who cares?
Line five.
All right, Steph.
Paying us to talk. We're talking. Stephanie's in Fuller. Hi, Stephanie. How are you?
Hi. Good morning.
Hey, how do you know you're in love?
Okay, so I recently just reread this book, and I feel like this quote from The Alchemist really sums it up. And it says, we know we are in love because we always strive to become the better version than we already are. Mm-hmm. Because when we strive to become the better version than we are, everything around us becomes better also.
Okay. Did you read that, or did you remember that?
No, I remember that. That's not the exact quote, but it's basically something like that. Yeah. When you want to become the best version of yourself, like when the person makes you want to be the best version of yourself.
Okay, hold on. Let's consult with the ladies here.
I mean, I like that. It's a great book.
That's a no.
It's a no. But it I just came feel like in the book.
I wish she didn't tell us that she read the book. I wish she just took it.
We want it to come from
then
you.
I would have been like, oh my God.
Steal it.
The Alchemist.
Yeah, steal it. All right, let's go to Sue. Sue's listening in L.A. Sue, good morning.
Hi, Booker.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good morning.
How do you
I'm
know
good,
you're
how
in
are
love?
You?
We're good. How do you know you're in love?
You know you're in love, even though when you have the biggest fight of your life, you still worry about whether they ate or whether their day is going okay or whether they're thinking of you.
I like that.
I like that one.
I like that one.
That's
like
true,
it?
Yeah.
That was
the one. Sue, you just got the whole room to smile. We all nodded.
And you said food.
And you included food.
Yeah, that's big for us.
Sue, you're gonna go see Justin Bieber out at the Rose Bowl.
No,
yes, way.
Oh my God, I did. Oh my God, I won.
You won.
Yes.
Yes.
No way. Oh my God, I love you guys so much.
Wow. Thank you. Well, we appreciate you listening. Enjoy the Bieber. Enjoy Valentine. You got plans tonight?
I'm gonna go out with my husband. We just had an 8-month-old, and this will be our first date.
No way!
Yay, Sue!
You could have led with that. You would have won the whole thing.
Yes.
But you wanted a sentence, so I gave you a sentence.
There you go.
She's good at this.
97.1 AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
Like Crystal B and I. We have a date tonight. It's not that fun. We've done it every year, you know? But Chelsea's got like a date with a rando, like a new dude.
A new boy toy.
Yeah, it's our second date.
And we're so excited. We are excited. I don't know how excited Chelsea is, but Crystal B and I are very excited.
I was asking her yesterday, like, what are you going to wear?
I know.
Like, I want all the details.
Oh, that's a thing, too.
Yeah, what are you going to wear?
And it's like we're going bowling. So it's not, you know, I'm like, I'm going to be really casual. I'm going to wear tennis shoes and just be like, I'm not trying hard at all. But, like, obviously,
you're totally
about it.
Right.
Low effort, but, like, you're glammed out.
Very little makeup.
Okay, let me give you a pro tip here.
Okay, what?
Best butt jeans, you got to have them because you're going bowling.
What?
And we are going to be looking as you go right down that lane. Yeah. You know
what about leggings? Is that too much? Is that trying
too
hard?
Nice look.
Okay.
If that's your best look from behind.
I guess I gotta test it.
What are you laughing at over there?
That's Crystal your best look from behind.
She starts cackling. It's the truth.
It's because you get into like your expertise. Like,
yeah. Wait, Crystal B, I have leggings on right now. Yeah. Are these good? What do you think?
Crystal's looking.
Or no.
Those are good.
What do you think?
Okay.
I can do better?
Those are good.
What
like kind to shape
of,
it up?
What kind of cloth is this?
It's like spandexy.
Jesus.
Oh,
it looks nice.
Tam looked at the window and said you got a big butt.
Yeah.
Good. Tim?
It's nice.
Okay.
Those are good.
What do you think,
Something
Tam?
Like I'll go for some pants.
Oh, Tam!
Pants give you a little extra cushion.
They lift, too.
They lift it up.
All right.
I like these.
Grabbable booty.
Pro tip right there.
I'll send you guys pictures tonight.
Yeah.
And you guys be the judge.
Wait, red lipstick or no lipstick?
No lipstick.
Because
you can't. I feel like guys don't like color on your lips because then they're intimidated to kiss you, right?
Well, I don't like lipstick a lot for me because I want to think about kissing you. And if I see a lot of lipstick on your face, it's a little bit of a turn off for me.
We haven't kissed yet.
Oh.
So it's kind of fun, you know, when you're like, ooh, are we going to have kissing chemistry?
Hmm.
Are you going to kiss today?
That's very important to me. I don't know, but like, it's our second date.
Are you down to kiss today?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's happening.
Who you're dealing with over here?
Hey.
Well, she didn't kiss on the first date.
Please.
I mean,
this guy's getting the bonus plan tonight. Hey, I can feel
no
it.
Way. I'm not easy.
Third base?
No, I don't think so.
Second base.
Third
Let's
base.
Just get through bowling and see how I feel.
Oh, first base with the slide to second. I mean, maybe?
Jesus.
I don't know.
Maybe a pickle in the middle.
I'll text you updates, Crystal B. I'll text you
Yes, please do.
But let me tell you, the guy's good because the date is tonight and he's already up. I don't think he's listening. I hope he's not listening.
I hope not. I don't know.
But he's already up and he's already texted her about the date tonight.
And he's counting down. He's like 11 more hours.
Oh my gosh.
He's like, happy Valentine's Day. Hope the show's going well.
Yeah. We get a 10-hour reminder and like a 9-hour reminder.
That would be too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think hopefully he'll do it. He'll keep his
If you're
cool.
dating Norman Bates, okay? You don't want that. One is nice. One says I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
Another good tip for today. If you got a date tonight, text your date. Looking forward to tonight, man. That
it means a lot.
It does mean a lot.
It made me feel like warm and fuzzy inside.
Yeah.
I was just kinda like,
No, she lit up. She told all of us. She's like, oh my God, he just texted me.
Yeah.
11 hours.
I mean, I've been with my girlfriend for 100 years and she texted me this morning. I can't wait for our pizza date tonight.
Oh my God, she's so cute.
That's what I mean. But I was like, pizza. Yeah.
I can't wait to watch Narcos.
Yeah, watching Narcos.
Oh, yeah.
That's when you know you're in a relationship. She's like, I can't wait to watch TV again with you.
Yeah.
Because that's all a relationship is.
TV and drinks.
It's really finding someone you could watch television with.
Mm-hmm.
That is really what a relationship boils down to.
Yep.
If you can share time on that couch with someone that you love and you guys can agree on television shows, home run, people.
Man.
Home run.
And poor Henry, because I ask questions that he doesn't know the answers to because we're both watching it for the first time. I'm like, oh, he's like, I'm finding out with you. I don't know. I'm like, oh, yeah.
You're the most annoying person to date ever. She's like, hey, what happened? You're like, I'm watching too. I don't know.
He's like, I don't know. It hasn't happened yet.
I haven't seen this yet either. Shut up so we can watch this. I'm probably that person too. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, send that note. Send that little note for tonight.
Cute.
Looking
so cute.
Forward to tonight. And I think that goes a long way. All right. What's trending?
All right. Do we believe in love at first sight? Booker, yes or no?
No.
Wow. That was a quick no.
Lust at first sight, 100%. Love at first sight, not a thing.
I'm going to say yes, because I'm a romantic. It's not happened to me, but I want it to be a thing.
You do?
Yeah, I do.
You believe in it,
I love the idea of that. You know what I will say? I think that there's been moments when I've had like long-term relationships with people. My first meeting with them, like they touched me, and I felt this like energy where I was like, I know that we're going to be
together. There's something there.
Yeah, so it's, yeah.
Okay, I'm glad you said yes, because then I had a second question for you. Can you have love at first sight on a dating app? Because you're seeing the person and you do believe in love at first sight and you are on dating apps.
I think you can get a good gut feeling. Like, I think you can see a picture and be like, oh, there's something about him and like, you know, his descriptions that makes me feel like he could be a good contender, I guess.
Gotcha.
I don't know about love at first sight.
Lust is all you can get.
Well,
you can lust after a dude at first sight, but I don't think you're going to love him.
Okay, let's talk about this because new evidence suggests that, yes, love at first sight is real and men report love at first sight more than women simply because men go off of physical appearance more than women. But this study also said that men will be attracted to a female and then make it work because she on the exterior looks like what he wants.
Avi, is it Avi? You believe in love at first sight?
Hey, Booker, Chelsea, good morning, everybody. I love you guys. Yes, I do.
You don't think it's lust?
I'm going to be forever and ever and ever. Yeah, I do believe in love. I was set up on a blind date by mutual friends. That was 16 years ago as of February 11th. And our first kind of date was Valentine's Day. The moment I met her, I was on my way to a gig. I stopped at a restaurant. Our friend set it up. Didn't tell her, but told me that she was there. I met her. The moment I saw her, that was it.
You're like, I'm gonna marry this girl.
The feeling of love. It's so hard to speak about it and be tangible, because love is an intangible thing. But I tell you, the feeling was there, and that was it. We have three kids.
Wow.
15 years of marriage, 16 years knowing each other.
How about that?
Give me hope.
Done and done.
Hey, Avi, thanks for listening. And turn your blinker off.
Love you guys. Happy Valentine's. I'm dropping kids to school. What can I do?
You guys heard it too, right?
Yeah, that's funny.
Cute.
Blinker was driving me crazy.
See, so it is real. Okay. And some celebrities that have fell in love at first sight are Michael Douglas and Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm-hmm. He said, I looked at her and I said, Catherine, I'm going to be the father of your children. First time they met. Yeah. Ellen DeGeneres and Portia de Rossi, Matt Damon and his wife Luciana, David and Victoria Beckham. So it is definitely a thing.
Okay. Martha, oh God, loud call. Martha, you think it's a thing too?
Yeah, so my husband and I actually met that way. He was a waiter at a party, and I looked at him and I said, you're the one, and here we are. 4 years later, married.
How about that?
Wow.
You're the one.
That's so sweet.
That is sweet.
It's real.
Hey, Martha.
It was crazy. Thank you, guys.
Hey, no, thank you for listening. It's nice of you. We appreciate it.
Happy Valentine's Day, Martha. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
We're not even sure if anybody's listening, but apparently they are. Thank you, Martha.
Yeah. Right. I love it. Love is real. I'm Crystal B. If it's trending, you know I got you.
Ooh. Okay, Mammoth tickets are here. We should mention it's Friday, by the way. The weekend's
Friday.
Here, Valentine's Day. 97.1
Amp Radio. Commercial Free Monday.
I'm Booker. I do not believe in love at first sight. Chelsea believes in love at first sight. We didn't ask you, Crystal B. Do you believe in love at first sight?
I think it's possible, yeah. I do think it's possible. It's not what happens all the time, but I feel if two people feel it, that it's there.
You could look across the room.
Ugh. Yeah.
Two eyes could meet and you could say, I think I love that person. Yeah. That seems weird to me.
Me
too. To you as well, right, Madge?
Yeah, it's weird.
Really? Madge has said I love you to one person in his life, so.
And it's not his girlfriend
Yeah, it's not
year.
Even his current girlfriend.
And this stat says it mostly comes from men believing in it.
No.
That's crazy.
But it's a certain
kind of man.
No.
Right?
Mm.
See, this is saying men.
I think men, you believe in, or it's lust. It's not that you believe it.
Or you're obviously attracted to someone.
Listening to you both, and here's a story. Let's do a story first.
Okay.
Joanna, she's in Rancho Cucamonga. You believe in love at first sight?
I do.
Why?
Because I was in high school, and I was a new student, and I saw my husband walk in, and I was like, this man is going to be mine.
Just like that.
Aww. High school.
Just like that.
Joanna,
so
do you think
now we're married?
Do you think he felt the same way?
He felt the same way because I found out he was secretly stalking me to my locker.
That's so cute.
You're dating a serial killer. Congratulations. We're married to one, even better. I just think it's a lust for guys. I think in my romantic mind, everything you're saying, I want to believe, but I think most guys, their first instinct is to look at a girl and we kind of size you up first. I don't think we say, I love the person inside of there. I think love for guys and girls is sort of different.
Yeah.
I feel like it's hard for you to speak on behalf of all guys, though, because I think certain guys just have a different view on it, you know? Maybe for them, they have this picture of a person, they see them. I don't know. I think you can, when you lock eyes with someone, like, I don't know. I think you can tell a lot. Like, you can see into their soul, I think, you know? Like, you can.
I think, seeing somebody firsthand, you can fall in love, but it's also a lot of luck that other person is not a crazy,
that
they're not a lunatic, that you guys share interests, and if all of those things happen, it works
possible.
Out. Yeah.
I think going back to what you just said, for me, for what I traditionally used to be attracted to, was sort of crazy. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you. I think
crazy girls.
Yeah. Like, when I look back at my pattern of dating, the relationships, I guess all of them, because none of them really worked, I guess. I picked sort of the same thing, meaning I was attracted to that. Mm-hmm. So I would have in my mind said, well, that's my love at first sight. My picker sucks because, you know, my current relationship, I wouldn't say I definitely would say there was no love at first sight on either end. But I'm trying to think, is there such a thing?
I think it depends on the person.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
Okay, so Mammoth tickets. We've got this great Mammoth weekend road trip. Crystal B will be up on the mountain with you. Making that noise as she falls on her snowboard.
I don't fall.
Okay. She's the greatest snowboarder ever.
True.
Hotel stay, gas money, plus you get to hang with Crystal, DJ Alex D at the Amp Radio High Elevation Party.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
8:30 at Amp Radio. I want to talk about Galentine's Day a little bit in a second, but let me ask relationship versions of you. So, Chelsea, I could get you in on this because I know you're not in on a relationship, but you're in a relationship, and Tam as well. I'm going to put Tam up for this one, too.
Yeah.
Guys, I think, really want to know, are you expecting it tonight? Is it the expectation, or is it just the expectation for romance?
Okay, I'm going to go first.
Yeah. Crystal B.
I feel like my situation is similar to yours, Booker. Like, we live together. We've lived together.
Mm-hmm.
We can be sexual any night, where a lot of couples don't live together. So if I didn't live with him, probably I'd be expecting it tonight. Because it's like, let's be together tonight. It's Valentine's Day. It's a romantic day. But because I live with him, it's like a whenever we want, wherever we want kind of situation.
Chelsea, you've been there before.
Yeah.
You've lived with someone before?
I never lived with
someone. You've never lived with a dude?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And
interesting.
So I think, kind of exactly what you said, I feel like it is a bit expected. Like, I think if I was with someone and we didn't, I would wake up the next morning being like, oh, that was disappointing. Maybe it's not meant to be. We were supposed to celebrate love.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't know. And that's like a little dramatic, but like, but so I want to know for you, Crystal, would you be disappointed? If you didn't tonight, would you be a little disappointed tomorrow or no? Not at all.
No.
Okay.
I wouldn't be disappointed.
Yeah.
But like.
She's laughing already. If you have kids, tune out now. Because here comes something. I know it. Tune out now. What were you going to say?
I'm a morning person.
Gotcha.
So like for me, if it didn't happen tonight.
Yeah.
There's tomorrow morning.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think there's expectation for sure tonight. I definitely do.
Morning person.
Yeah.
What's with that? Get that morning stank breath, the whole thing?
My breath don't stink.
Oh, please. Come on. Why did we not see that one coming?
He walked right into it.
Yeah. Does it say idiot on my head? I just want to say. I should have known. Wow. Tam, you ever lived with a dude before?
Nah.
No?
No.
If you were dating a guy?
Yes, I would definitely expect it, but it's also based on the date. So if it's not a great date, you ain't getting none.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a bad date, you're just not giving it up for...
Nah.
But, okay, yes, I get it, but haven't there been times when there's bad dates and for yourself, you're like
well,
I mean, this guy's a jerk, but... Might as well, because I want it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, like, it's not for him. It's for you.
No, I can get turned off, like, with the snap of a finger.
Like, if someone tries to split the bill with you.
Oh, yeah. Dried up quick.
That would do it.
Oh, boy.
That would do it.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Yeah, there's no Dutch tonight,
dude.
Totally.
Yeah.
Get your damn wallet out.
Yeah.
And shut up.
Come on.
Don't even be cheap. Don't even be like, hey, Flawn.
Nope.
Anybody see this $450
tab? What about you, Booker? Is it expected for you?
Yeah, well, that's why I was thinking. I brought it up because is there like a stress attached to it? For me, I'm like thinking, do I have to deliver tonight? Does the package need
to deliver?
That's just kind of you've never doubted yourself in this situation.
That's
you've always
true.
Been like, I want it always.
That's
like,
true.
I'm down for it.
Because he's
time.
Not talk, Chelsea.
No,
is that what we're discovering?
I'm like one of those yippy dogs that humps furniture. That's me.
So what if tonight Callan was like, not feeling it? Would you be bummed out?
What if
she's
he's too many
like
breakfast?
That.
Oh, okay, I can't with you guys.
You're the idiot this time.
See?
Well, that's what I was saying. Like, I was more wondering on guys always want it. Let's just be honest. We always, there's really not I'm not in the mood, honey. There's not a lot of that with guys ever, I don't think. None of my friends are like, I definitely am not like that.
Yeah.
It's more of the other end of it. Like, is it every woman's sort of expectation relationship? I mean, you're in a different, you're going on a first date.
Yeah.
There's
second
probably
date.
A,
Second date.
Calm down. But she's still, not giving it up.
It's a second date, though.
Definitely not.
It's already over. It's not happening.
Well,
huh?
No, I mean, yeah, that's not the plan. It's different.
It's not the plan, but plans change.
Plans change.
You'll be the first to know.
Thank you, please. Like, literally right after.
Yeah. So back to Galentine's Day for a moment. So, Tam, so you're going to go out with the girlfriends tonight.
Yeah.
Will you look to hook up tonight just because it's Valentine's Day? Like, if you're out with a few girls, ooh, or is this really, ooh, hey, girls, we're getting together, we're team girl tonight.
Wait a minute.
No dudes allowed.
Do you know Tam at all?
If Tam sees somebody, she's out.
Yeah,
she's
out. Sure.
No,
you're taking
night.
An Uber home alone.
Bye, friends.
Yeah. Right.
Bye, bitches.
That's I'm out of here. Shoot, if a guy comes up, hey.
It's been a minute for you,
It's
Tam.
Been a minute. it's been a minute, so I'm ripe. I'm ready.
Okay. Ripe and ready.
Wow.
We've learned too much, everyone.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
8:55, it must be said, Crystal B is the highest in the room. She is the current Friday song battle champion. She won last week. Do you have the song she won win? Let me hear that. Unbelievable.
That's a good pick.
Okay, so here's how the Friday... Thank you. Here's how the Friday song battle works. All three of us will pick a song, and we are in need of you, the listener, to tell us which song you'd like to hear.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's simply it. One of the random callers is going to get tickets to Mammoth. It's our Mammoth weekend road trip with Crystal B. Lift tickets, hotel stay, gas money. Hanging out at the bar with Crystal B and Mammoth. So somebody's going to win that. 877-971-HITS. We're going to play you three songs. Pick which one you like. 877-971-HITS. Okay, who goes first? Chels, you want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
All right, so this song, it's for everyone on Valentine's Day, whether you're into a new crush or an old flame, or you're just into yourself. Mm. Let's go.
I'm so into you.
Madge, don't help.
Madge, that's cheating.
Okay, that's a good song.
That's a good one.
That's a good song.
All right, go, Booker.
You want me to go?
Sure.
Okay. It's love, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's Valentine's Day. You got to show me love. Chelsea's bouncing. Chelsea's bouncing. Come on, man. Show me some love. Okay, that's my pick.
All right.
Robin.
Robin is a good pick.
Current champion. And loudmouth.
Yeah.
Crystal B, your pick.
All right. So whether you're celebrating Valentine's Day or whether you're not, it's a long weekend. It's the weekend.
Look at weekend, cause here I come. Because weekends were
before. That sucks. Okay, so...
Weekend vibes.
Let's go to Tam. Tam across the way. Tam, who's going to win this?
Yo, I think Chelsea got it this week.
Okay.
Damn.
Madge, who do you think's going to win?
Chelsea, that's
really?
Ooh.
How about that? Okay. But it doesn't matter what these two think.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I wish it did.
It only matters
Darn.
What you and the audience
Come on, guys.
Think.
Ooh.
To recap once again, Chelsea's pick was what?
I'm so lonely.
Crystal B's pick was what?
Look at weekend.
And the Booker pick was what? Okay, 877-971-HITS. You got to pick one of the songs. One of the random callers will get a Mammoth weekend road trip. Line six, what's your name?
This is Stephanie.
Hi, Stephanie. Who are you voting for?
Hi, good morning. I'm going to definitely go with Crystal B. It's the weekend. You can't go wrong with
weekend,
that.
Weekend girl. Thank you.
Damn.
All right.
Let's go.
Look out, weekend.
Can I hang up on her twice? It's not possible,
man,
is it?
Come on, guys.
I'll go line four. What's your name? Who are you voting for? Don't curse. You're live on Amp.
Oh, I'm going for Fabulous, So Into You.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
You're the best.
Chelsea, vote.
Thank you. Booker's not on the board.
Shut up. Sorry, I shouldn't say that. Hush up. Let's go to line two. What's your name? You're live on Amp Radio. Please don't curse. Oh, I'm sorry.
Hello.
What's your name again? One more time.
Susanna.
Okay. You're voting for whom?
Booker.
Oh, my gosh. What? We all are on the board?
Wow. Happy Valentine's Day.
Wow.
All right. I love her.
To be honest, it was close, but Crystal, I'm
Stop talking. I said Stop talking.
Thank you.
Stop talking.
I'll take the mention.
I get the vote.
Yeah.
I don't care. You can
take
all
the
mentions
you
want. Okay. So what, it's all tied up in one?
Yeah.
We're locked up in one.
Tied. Okay.
The first the first to three gets their song played. Let's
This has never happened.
No.
It has not. It never has happened. What's your name? You're live on Amp Radio. Please don't curse.
Oh my gosh, this is Heather.
Hi, Heather. How are you?
Show me love.
Oh my gosh.
Show me love.
Wow.
She's singing it?
I mean, no. It's Valentine's
It's
Day.
Valentine's Day, exactly.
Wow, Booker.
Wow, thank you. I love you, too. I wish I didn't have a Valentine, because you would be my Valentine.
Okay, Booker, stop. Come on.
Extra.
I don't even want to pick. I don't even
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even want to. Sorry.
You're flustered.
I'm getting nervous.
Calm down.
I'm just hype.
Come on.
You're live on Amp Radio. Please don't curse. Who are you voting for?
I'm going to go for Chelsea.
Yes. Oh, you're the best. Thank you.
Two and two.
My heart is so happy. Love you.
Recap. Booker got two, Chelsea two, Crystal B one.
All right.
Come on.
Wow.
At this point, Chelsea, I look to you and I wish you luck.
It's an even thing here.
That's right. Because if she wins again, I will hang myself.
I only have one.
On Valentine's morning.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm nervous.
I am, too. All right. You're live on Amp Radio. What's your name? Slowly, tell us your name.
Hi, it's Johnny.
Okay.
What's up?
And you're voting for whom?
I'm going to go with Crystal.
No.
There we go.
You've got to be kidding.
Two's all around.
This is tough.
This is intense.
All around.
Oh,
man,
my gosh.
This has never happened before.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is where I always screw up and I pick the wrong line.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I got to win here.
Don't look at the name.
Tam, don't look. Tam, one. No, don't look.
Don't look, Tam.
Tam, don't look.
Say it. What number? First number, 1 to 8 comes to mind.
Line 8.
Lucky number all 8. Right. Lucky number. Please,
Craig.
Lucky
Craig,
number
please.
8. It says Craig on the board. Is your name Craig?
No.
Oh,
okay, good.
What's up?
Okay. Your name is
Brittany.
Come on, baby.
Wow.
Very important.
Come on, baby. Come on,
very
Brittany.
Important.
Tell us what's
so
going to get played.
So into you.
What, did you give away the trip yet? Okay, Brittany, you won the trip. Congratulations. Mammoth weekend. Lift tickets. Hotel
stay. Oh, my
gosh. Gas money.
Come on, you know.
Plus, you're hanging
Chelsea.
With Crystal B.
Come on. Chelsea.
Please tell us who you are voting for.
Chelsea.
Yeah! Oh!
Chelsea got it.
Wow.
Congratulations.
This song is so good. You guys.
And Chelsea's in pink. Come on.
There's no one like you around.
971 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Yessie's listening.
What's up, Yessie?
Well, she said my Friday song battle songs suck. And
no,
they always
she said
suck.
It in all caps.
Yeah, that I can't win. So you know what I'm going to do next week?
What?
I'm going to have her pick my song and beat both of you.
She'll win.
She probably will.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
So keep talking about how you keep winning. Just keep talking.
Hey, I'm being very humble.
You are.
Okay?
You are. I'm talking to
I'm
her.
I'm a humble winner.
Clearly. Yeah. Look how nice she is.
Yessie knew mine was a ode to the Cholas. She was laughing. It's definitely like an old school song. She's like, only Cholas will get that song. I was like, 1,000%.
Well, you know what? I smell something. It's a loss. Okay? That's what I said.
It is a loss.
It smells like a loss to me.
After 30 weeks of winning, I'll take that out.
All right, let's keep moving.
Yeah, let's keep moving. I'm with Madge.
All right, let's talk about Valentine's Day deals then, where everyone can win on a deal. Amazon and Whole Foods, they teamed up and they are offering 2 dozen roses for only $20, $19.99 for Prime members, which is a steal. Hooters is doing the whole bring a photo of your ex, put it in the shredder. You get 10 free boneless chicken wings. Burger King kind of copied them. Bring a photo of your ex, put it in the breakup box, and then you get a free Whopper. You can also get the Impossible Whopper as well with that one, which is cool. Olive Garden, still my favorite. So you get a meal for two to go for $35. Don't have to bother about waiting for a table. And you can also get a bouquet of breadsticks.
But on a night when you're supposed to get freaky,
yeah,
the carbs, I just don't know if I could do it.
Pasta, cheese, bread.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Get freaky first.
Freaky before dinner.
Yeah. Freaky then eat.
Yeah, my advice.
Yeah. So Boston Market also kind of copied Olive Garden. They're doing a bouquet of 12 baby back ribs.
I didn't even know Boston Market was still a thing.
Yeah.
Me neither.
Huh. Yeah. I used to be in love with their mac and cheese.
Yeah, oh my God. Really who wasn't?
Good. Yeah.
Their mashed potatoes.
So good. Best. Yeah. Mm. Still thing. All right, let's talk NBA All-Star Weekend. It is going down today, tomorrow. It's in Chicago, and the NBA has been preparing to honor Kobe Bryant
all weekend long. Now it's confirmed that Jennifer Hudson is performing a special tribute song for Kobe to kick off the game. So that's really cool. LeBron's team will wear number 2 for Gigi, and then the other team, Giannis, is that how you say this guy's name?
Yeah.
Giannis, he's wearing number 24 to honor Kobe.
That's great.
And then speaking of Kobe and Gigi, their memorial, all the details will be revealed today. They said the family is working on the final plans literally as we speak, and they're figuring out who's going to be performing, who's going to be speaking, which I feel like this is going to be A-plus lineup.
I feel like nobody's getting in because season ticket holders are going to get in. How many tickets are going to be left after family and friends and... It'll be televised.
At least, yeah, exactly.
It's season ticket holders, family, friends, all of the NBA.
I mean, everyone's
going to everyone. There's a chance. No leftovers. So they are going to televise it. I feel like that's the best bet.
97.1 Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.